بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In every nation, in every ummah that preceded the Muslim nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested them through various tests. Because history repeats itself, my dear brothers and sisters. And this is the reason why, exactly why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the stories of ancient nations in the Quran. Why is that? Why Allah tells us the story of the children of Israel, Ad, Thamud, the Egyptians, other nations? Why is that? Just to occupy my time and your time, I have 1,000 things to do. I don't have time to spend my time to listen to a story. But why then Quran tells us many stories? To reflect, to learn. Because history repeats itself. Our Holy Prophet says, لَتَحْذُنَّ حَذْوَ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ حَذْوَ الْقُذَّةِ بِالْقُذَّةِ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمْ. Our Holy Prophet says that, I swear by God that you will follow the steps of previous nations and you will do exactly the same, because history repeats itself. So much so that if they enter a snake hole, you will enter it. History always repeats itself, but with different people, different time and different people, but the same theme. Allah sends to every nation a prophet or probably prophets, but with different miracles. And He tests every nation with different form of tests. You remember we spoke about the people who were tested by a camel. Allah tested them by a camel that came from a mountain, and Allah told the people, He told the prophet of that people, Thamud, to give that camel the drink of the river for one day, and the other day people drink from the river. And don't touch this miracle, because the moment you touch this miracle, Allah will bring His wrath on you. Allah tells us in the Quran about certain Israelis at the time of their prophet, after Moses. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَأِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَىٰ إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ ابْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't you see at the Israelis after Moses, who said to their prophet, send us or bring us a king so we fight with him in the sake of Allah and under his leadership. قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا. I'm afraid that if you are asked to fight for the sake of Allah, you would turn your face. What did they say? قالوا وما لنا لا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا. Why don't we fight in the way of Allah, since we have been oppressed with the Egyptians, with other nations? Of course, surely we will fight for the sake of Allah. No doubt in that. So what happened? فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتَ. Allah chose a king for them. And that is Talut. فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ When Talut decided to depart with all those soldiers, the Israelis, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ Allah will test you through a river. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي Whoever drinks from that river, he does not belong to me. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي And those who do not drink from that river, they belong to me. They will be the righteous. إِلَّا مَنْ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَ Unless you take only one handful of water. That's it. That's all you can drink from that river. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا It was so tempting for them not to drink from the river. Allah tested them. So what happened? Those who drank from the river, they were so weak, they couldn't fight. Only those who didn't drink from the river, they were able to fight. Allah tested them through a river. And Allah tests every nation and He tests us through many means. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, human beings have a tendency to find fake excuses for their shortcomings, for their weaknesses. We always find excuses for our shortcomings. I remember some 6 years ago when I came to this town, there wasn't any program for the youth, for the English-speaking people. And I had been hearing from many friends that, Imam, we need someone to speak English. We need someone to speak to our children. Okay, so we came. There was an English program. Yet, those who were talking so much about the need for the Imam to come to speak to their children weren't there at all. Why is that? Because that was only an excuse. That was an excuse. There are people who blame you while they know that it is them. They are complacent. They are indifferent. Whether to learn about Islam or not, I don't care. But if it happens, there is no imam, for example, for me. You know, if someone does not pray, he can find 1,000 excuses not to pray. He can say, well, there is no masjid around my house. Well, you don't need a masjid. If you're really sincere about your prayer, you can pray without having a masjid. Imam Ali used to tell his followers, be careful, this man, this crook Muawiyah is coming to you. If you don't stand up for your dignity, he's coming to you. He will deceive you. Come with me, let's fight with him. They would say, you know, it is winter. It is so cold. We cannot go now to fight. Fine. When summer comes, what do they say? It is summer. It's too hot. We can't fight. This is what Imam Ali says in Nahjul Balagha. Every time I ask you to stand up, to rise up to the challenge, you refused. You made up fake excuses. You brought winter and summer. The reality is that you people are indifferent over your dignity, over your faith. And you will see it. And they saw it. So when Imam Ali alayhi salam passed away or he was martyred, those people started to say, well, we wish we have fought. We wish we stood up to the challenge. Muawiyah came. He took over. We have been overwhelmed with him and his propaganda. We cannot resist his tyranny anymore. We wish there would be an imam for us. So here Imam Hussein comes. And Imam Hussein says, I'm here. I am the test for you. They send Imam Hussein 12,000 invitations. 12,000 invitations asking him to come. يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَقْبِلْ عَلَيْنَا فَقَدْ اخْضَرَّ الْجَنَابُ وَأَيْنَعَتِ الثِّمَارِ وَإِنَّمَا تُقْدِمْ عَلَى جُنْدٍ لَكَ مُجَنَّدَ Come to us. Our gardens are so beautiful and a greenery. That was a metaphor, meaning that we're ready for you. We've been waiting for a leader. Allah showed those people who were saying for a long time, we need a leader. Here there is a leader. What do you do with them? Are you going to be serious? Let's reconnect. Remember the verse I recited from Quran? The children of Israel were saying, we need a leader. And Allah said, there is a leader. Talut. Go with him. Listen to him. Obey him. Because only by following him you will be successful. You will win. By challenging your leader, you won't win. By challenging the imam who has been appointed by Allah for you, you won't win. You will lose. Because this man, this imam, is a visionary one. He knows what he is doing. Do not challenge him. Listen to him and follow him. Did they follow him? Only 72 people followed. How many Muslims were at that time? I ask you, how many Muslims? Probably millions. But why only 72 people answered the call by Imam Hussein? Imam Hussein explains. Imam Hussein was a very smart man. He was very brilliant. He studied the personalities of people at his time. He says, and believe me, this applies almost in every time, even in our time. How many people we have here? We have probably 400, 500, 600 people, right? How many other youth we have who have nothing to do with Imam Hussein? Ashura comes, Ramadan comes. If you ask them, they tell you we're Muslims. So what does it mean to be Muslim? I don't know. I don't eat pork. That's all they know from Islam. I don't drink beer. That's all they know. Is that all it? Yes. That's it. What do you know about your faith? So why then you call yourself a Muslim? I don't know. I was born in a Muslim family. I don't even know why I'm a Muslim. How many of us challenge our thoughts? Even my faith, why I'm a Muslim? I don't mean that we challenge our faith by rejecting our faith. But to validate our conviction. Allah doesn't want us to be a dummy Muslim. But to be brilliant Muslims. To know why I am a Muslim. Imam Hussein explains why there were millions of Muslims at his time that in every salah they hold, they witness for his grandfather to be the messenger of Allah. Yet they rejected him and they reject supporting him. Imam Hussein says, and believe me, this applies in every time. He says, "An-nasu 'abidu ad-dunya." وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ يَحُوطُونَهُ مَا دَرَّتْ مَعَايِشُهُمْ. He says, people, although that they, the majority of people, of course, the majority of people, although that they claim to be the servants of Allah, in reality, they are servants of their selfishness, of this life, this tempting and deceiving life. النَّاسُ عَبِيدُ الدُّنْيَا. So what about those people who pray? Do you claim that their faith is fake? He says, وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Faith is a tool that they only use by their tongue. It's a gum in their mouth. فَإِذَا مُحْصُوا بِالْبَلَاءِ قَلَّ الدَّيَانُونَ. Because when Allah tests them, the test will reveal who is real adherent to Allah and who is not. You know, when the Prophet, our Holy Prophet, moved from Mecca to Medina, there were a few people who were saying, we're Muslims. Fine, you're Muslims. But by time goes by, Islam was expanding and there are more people to join. Now we have a chaos. We don't know who is who. Who is real and sincere in his faith and who is not. Allah says to the Prophet, I can test those people. I can show them. I can expose them through a very simple test. What is it? Jihad. Ask them for jihad. Those real Muslims, they would never question jihad. When you tell them, come with me, they would come with you. Why? Because this shows that they really believed in you when you spoke about hereafter, about hell and heaven. Because they really believe in it. So if they go to jihad, even if they are killed, well, they go to heaven. They believe in you. But the hypocrites, the opportunistic will be revealed when you call them for jihad. Because they followed you only for their personal interest. Now you're asking them to come to jihad. They say, no, no. Jihad? I can't go. Because I will be killed. I might be killed. If I'm killed, well, I lose it. They don't believe. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا هُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ Allah says, I will filter you. I will distinguish. I will show to you that you people are exposed. I will show you who is sincere in his faith and who is fake. In the day of Uhud, the battle of Uhud, everybody was saying, Ya Rasulallah, let's go and fight with them. Yalla, fadhil, come on. When war turned so ugly, only 5 people chose to stay with the Prophet. What happened to others? Everybody found an excuse for himself to escape. This is the Prophet of Allah. He is fighting severely for your faith. They left the Prophet. And they left him alone, only with 5 people. One of them was a woman, Nasiba. She was brutally attacked in the war. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests his people. Every once in a while he tests. So Imam Hussein was a test for them. For a long time they were saying that we need a leader to fight with, to show us the path. Imam Hussein was chosen for them to show them the path. Imam Hussein is chosen for us, my dear brothers and sisters, to show us the path. You know how? Let's wait till after Ashura. Those who really follow Imam Hussein will continue following Imam Hussein. Those who take Imam Hussein as a custom, as a tradition, because I saw my parents cried for him, well, let me go with my friend. It's a socialization. Let me go and cry for Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein does not need my cry. Believe me, he doesn't need our tears. We need our tears in order to purify our souls. We need to cry for our souls. We need to reconnect with this man who showed us that you cannot achieve a true level of piety unless when you dedicate your life for Allah. Imam Hussein doesn't ask us to go and kill ourselves in a jihad. Because that was his test. His obligation. But now that we live in this time, he wants us to understand why he revolted and embraced his cause. There will be another Hussein to come. And there shall be many Yazids to come. So what do you do, people? When people escaped, I go back to the battle of Uhud. Those who escaped, remember I said we always look for excuses to justify our actions and to deny our shortcomings. When they escaped, the Prophet said to them, why did you escape? They said, because we thought you were killed. So what? If I'm killed, you start supporting Islam? You start defending your faith? And Allah came to rebuke them. Quran came to rebuke them. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولِ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ Muhammad is a mere messenger of Allah. And he had been preceded by many other prophets. And he is not the only prophet. And he shall die soon or killed. Would you people stop defending your faith if Muhammad is gone. You shall continue the path. So Imam Hussein does not live with us physically, but his spirit lives with us. We have to. And that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, we are taught by our imams that we shall say to Imam Hussein's spirit that if we were not with you in the day of Ashura, my master, إن كان لم يجبك بدني عند استغاثتك ولساني عند استنصارك فلقد أجابك سمعي وبصري وقلبي. If I was not there in the day of Ashura to support you, I have never given that opportunity. I swear to Allah that my heart is with you and my spirit is with you and my sympathy to you. And if you are resurrected today, I am with you. I wasn't with you physically, but I am with you spiritually. My dear brothers and sisters, time is over. I just would like to remind you one more thing. I need a sacrifice from you. A small sacrifice. A very small sacrifice. I know tomorrow will be a working day. So some of you will say, I have a job to do, or I have business to take care of. Sacrifice for yourself, for your faith, by attending those sessions. See, we're talking about Imam Hussein and the rationale behind his revolution. We need to learn those things. So I encourage you to continue attending those sessions till Friday, which is the last day of our session. Thank you so much. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك. سلام الله عليك أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.